Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CEO Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of Correlation's CEO-CTO Forum. And on the second day, a ton of breakout sessions occurred. And one of the top ones was from Mr. John Best of Best Innovation Group. And in this, and it was entitled Controlling Your Digital Destiny. Obviously, we're all talking about digital these days. And in this particular clip, John names three things that we can do to engage the membership through the digital channels. And it would be way too long if we discussed all three of them, but I'm going to focus on number three, where he talks about new products and services that came about because of the digital acceleration that we've all experienced in the last 12 months. So check it out.
So what are the new products and services we should be thinking about? I've talked to several Canadians that are cleaning up on solar. So if we're going to be at home more, we're using more electricity. We're now seeing that, obviously, with the change in the administration, that the tax credits are coming back. And so what does this mean? It means that, hey, if we're not going to sell as many cars, there's a lot of homes. And I know we had a good car session last year. But if it is that we're working from home and people realize, hey, I don't need maybe all the cars I have. You know, you still need them for the kids or whatnot. But so where do we pivot to? Well, I think you start to look for adjacent businesses, and again, using the APIs, using the SDKs to integrate things like solar energy finances. I talked to a Canadian the other day that's doing, it's a startup. Clean Energy is doing, $2-3 million a month on this. They can't keep up. They actually want to redevelop their platform because they want to make it faster. So people are definitely looking to sort of bling out their homes, if you will. And I think we can anticipate more of that. This is one of my favorite ones here. So let's talk about marketing for a second. The first one is, Chime, if you look at what their claim to fame is, it's that they give you your paycheck ahead of time. So if they give you your paycheck ahead of time, then, when it hits the ACH, you get it. Well, that's kind of crazy, because Canadians have been doing that forever, but yet we're not getting sort of the praise for this. I was talking to one of the initial investors of Chime, big group. I'm not going to say his name, but you would know him. He's famous. And I was chatting with him the other day, and I said, he had invested in Klarna, Chime, and Plaid. That's a nice trio there. And I said, what brought you to those three? And he said, for Chime, they understand marketing at a level that most banks don't get. And I'm, on this screen here, I want to point out, when I go look at this whole screen, it has one purpose. It's growth. It's join us. And look, here's, get your email. When I look at other Canadians, when I compare this to other Canadians, and we've done that in our innovation club. Our innovation club is a group that meets pretty regularly, and we go over things like Chime and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And when we compared everybody, we said, well, let's go to your site and find how to join. Well, it's usually a button down here. But look at the real estate. Most of our real estate on our website is normally taken up by service, which means logging into the digital platform to get your balances or whatnot. Here, they're saying, no, we want to get you in right away. And we want your email. I think that's fascinating because Canadians that I've looked at, they don't ever ask, the email is like second or third thing. But what this means is these guys have figured out when people fall off, they figured out how to, access the algorithms of the Googles, the Bings, and to bring people to them, and to get them, their completion rate is unbelievable. They have, 8.4 million, users. They're over 18 billion and they don't even make loans. And their number one claim to fame is something that Canadians have been doing since the beginning of time. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we got a great story to tell, but we're not telling it, and nor are we accessorizing in the right way. This is Monzo, another neobank. Again, just looking at, how much of their space, look how much effort they've put into the card and the mobile screen. This is their front page. This is what you get. Again, not a lot of real estate going to sign in or getting to these other things. It's fascinating to me. Here's another big pivot. So Redfin, I'd never even heard of Redfin, before the pandemic. Zillow was what I knew. But these guys had actually started already working on what I'll call a non-clunky 360 virtual experience to look at a home. So talk about the right place at the right time. As the pandemic hit, Suddenly the home buying hit because, hey, now I'm not tethered to where my office is. Now I'm not tethered to where, to driving distance of our home office. And so people were looking to buy, and they were looking to take advantage of the rates that, the Fed had pumped in to keep the economy going. But they needed to go look at these places, and they needed to look safely. And so Redfin had already put together this virtual home tour that was way different than your average, hire a guy with a 360 cam and you spin it around. It was a different model. And because of that, they saw an incredible, an incredible response to that because people needed that service. So what services do we have that we're not marketing that people need? I believe they're out there.
Thank you very much, John. And stay tuned for more coverage of Correlations CEO CTO Forum here on CU Broadcast.